AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the number of people filing for unemployment last week rose to 419,000 from a pandemic low, even with the economy strengthening. As the coronavirus Delta variant surges, President Biden is frustrated over a slowing pace of vaccinations. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In a CNN town hall last night, the president said it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, calling it gigantically important for Americans to get inoculated. COVID-19 cases nearly tripled across the U.S. the past 2 weeks, a rise so sharp, the president says even critics are now pushing back against vaccine disinformation.
It was sort of, as we Catholics say, a bit of an epiphany for them.
Saying he's glad Fox News Channel hosts and others have the courage to speak up for the vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson is telling holdouts to get the vaccine.
But all the confusion, all the misinformation that's out there today, I encourage you, talk to your doctor, talk to the health experts in your communities, the one are truly on the front line.
Tokyo hit another six-month high in new virus cases one day before the Olympics begin. The Tamarack wildfire in California has spread into Nevada. Tracy LeClaire says it's in an area around Lake Tahoe.
There was some extreme fire activity moving kind of to the north and northeast, which prompted evacuations into Douglas County.
Better weather has been helping crews battling the nation's largest blaze, the Bootleg Fire in Southern Oregon. A new AP NORC poll shows about 8 in 10 Americans favor plans to increase funding for roads, bridges, and ports, and for pipes that supply drinking water. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to squeeze into the streets of Milwaukee today to catch a glimpse of the Bucks in a parade that celebrates the city's first NBA championship in a half century. This is AP News. The Los Angeles Dodgers blew a one-run lead in the ninth inning and a chance to tie the San Francisco Giants for first place in the National League West. The Giants scored 3 runs in the ninth to win 4-2. Wilmer Flores hit a 2-run homer off Kenley Jansen.
I also don't get exactly where he threw it. Something up, something hard and up. Seems like every time I face him, he throws one or two up there. And I was just ready for it.
The Giants have a 2-game lead over the Dodgers. The Toronto Blue Jays lost their last game in Buffalo, New York. Virus restrictions have been lifted, and the team will play in Toronto again starting next week. Last night, Alex Cora's Boston Red Sox beat the Jays 7-4.
It was a positive one for how bad it looked supposedly over the weekend. So we're in good shape going home, and hopefully we can get going at home again.
The Red Sox had lost 2 of 3 to the New York Yankees over the weekend. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.